Good afternoon, brethren. In our CGI congregation, we have various opportunities to serve God and our brethren. One of the ways is writing a few words and signing cards at the information table. And if you turn to Proverbs 25, verse 11, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. So an appropriate word is like a beautiful silver or gold ornament which is well crafted. Some of the beautiful designs on these objects from the past are quite amazing. So the word fitly spoken is better than those. Sometimes when I come to sign a card, I'm a bit lost for words. It can take some thought, observation, prayer to know what to say to bring comfort and joy to the receiver of the card. And in Proverbs 25, verse 25, it says, as cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a far country. And if we've been working outside like I've been doing, digging trenches this week, you really appreciate cold water when it gets really hot. And that's the way people who receive these cards feel about the words that you write. And in Proverbs 10, verse 11, the mouth of the righteous is a well of life. So when we are righteous, our words give life and give comfort and encouragement to all the people who hear them, because we're inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's not our ideas, it's the Holy Spirit. It's like the living waters of John 4:10, when Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman, if you remember, saying, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a gift, drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living waters. We have that living waters and we share it through our words, what we say and what we write on our cards. People can be discouraged by circumstances or ill health. A true, meaningful, inspiring word is on the card can make a big difference to our brothers and sisters. And over in Proverbs, you notice I'm in Proverbs pretty well all the time, and Proverbs is about how to live this life now. And in Proverbs 12, verse 25, it says, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. So if people are depressed and discouraged, the messages on the card can give comfort and opportunity. Let me finish with a short story. Years ago, a lady in our congregation in WCG suffered from ill health and received many cards of encouragement from the whole congregation and from individuals over the years. One day we dropped by for a visit and she took out a scrapbook full of all the cards, saying what a huge blessing those cards had been to her. When she got discouraged, she would take out a scrapbook and read the messages sent to her. And we want to thank Angie and Maggie for leading the card ministry in our congregation. And I will try and remember to always sign the cards with a word of encouragement. As Proverbs said, a word fitly spoken.